The price of the crude oil preferred by U.S. refiners edged a little lower today to $49.51 a barrel. Traders were reacting to some good news. U.S. oil inventories increased over the last week, and in Nigeria, rebels threatening the oil fields agreed to a ceasefire. But with the cost of a barrel of oil still near the $50 mark, there's a danger it could slow economic growth around the world. That's the word in a report today from the International Monetary Fund. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has more on the IMF's New World Economic Outlook.
The good news is that right now, economies around the world are growing briskly. IMF Chief Economist Raghuram Rajan.
The budding recovery we saw in spring has matured over the summer and become more widespread. Because of the tremendous growth in the early part of the year, we have raised global growth forecasts from the one we made in April to 5% for 2004. This is the fastest in nearly 30 years.
The recovery has even spread to sub-Saharan Africa, where growth this year is expected to average more than 4%. Policy reforms, debt relief, and surging commodity prices have helped. Asia's growth rate is expected to top 7%, and Latin American economies are picking up steam. But next year could be more dicey. The IMF has downgraded its forecast for 2005, mainly because of the run-up in oil prices. The fund estimates that as much as half of the increased demand for oil this year is from China. And Rajan says that's one reason things have come to a head.
The phenomenal growth of China could have run a few more years without weighing on global energy resources. But because it accompanies the global recovery, the loss of oil production in certain quarters, and the targeting of oil supply by terrorists, oil prices have risen sharply. While it would be alarmist to call this the first resource crisis of the 21st century, it is certainly a wake-up call.
Rising oil prices have nudged aside last year's concerns about deflation. Now the IMF says it's inflation governments must worry about. Rajan says wealthy countries should be able to manage better than they have in the past.
The oil price right now is, in real terms, way below what it was in the late 1970s.
And he says central bankers in rich countries have shown that they can wring inflation out of their economies by raising interest rates. Developing countries are more vulnerable.
They have to be much more vigilant, partly because they have greater energy sensitivity and partly because inflation is less well anchored there.
Rajan says that developing countries may have to clamp down swiftly to keep inflation from spiraling out of control. The IMF had advice for wealthy countries, too. It says the U.S. should do something about its trade deficit, Europe should press ahead with labor market reforms, and Japan should guard against, quote, genteel stagnation. And Rajan says the U.S., Europe, and Japan have this to contemplate.
The retirement of the baby boom generation is now less than one business cycle away.
The IMF says retirees are becoming more numerous and politically powerful every day, and it warns that the longer countries wait to reform pension systems they can't afford, the tougher it's going to be. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.